From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett with the Latin America Report, made possible by Espirito Santo Bank and by Morrison Brown Argies and Farah, certified public accountants and advisors. Natividad Sales is a Guatemalan native who drives a taxi in Lake Worth, Florida, in Palm Beach County. That's not Spanish she's speaking as a call comes in from a customer. It's Mam, one of the many dialects of the Maya language spoken by indigenous communities in Central America and southern Mexico. You'd think a special clientele like that would mean a limited number of fares for Natividad. But in Spanish this time, she says her business is booming, and that's just one indication of Florida's booming Maya population.
I'm translating the way for more and more of my countrymen who speak my Maya dialect.
No exact figures are available, but experts estimate the number of Maya living in Florida may be more than 50,000. That could be five times more than a decade ago. In many respects, the Maya are like any other immigrant group in a state that's full of them.
They're hard workers. They work a lot.
Maria Mendez is an outreach worker at the Guatemalan Maya Center in Lake Worth. Mendez speaks a Maya dialect known as Canjobal. She translates Roman Catholic masses into Canjobal in Lake Worth, which has one of Florida's largest Maya-speaking communities. But she says that Maya newcomers often are not proficient in Spanish, let alone English.
The thing they struggle in is the language.
The Maya aren't always accepted as part of mainstream Latino culture either. What's more, many aren't just immigrants, they're refugees escaping horrific violence, like Natividad.
Violaban las mujeres.
The gangs were raping women in my town. Women don't drive there, they walk, and that makes you a target. I didn't want to be attacked.
This isn't new in Guatemala. In the 1980s, hundreds of thousands of Maya fled the country during the scorched earth campaigns of its civil war. Most of that generation migrated to California. The plague of this generation, however, isn't a civil war, but rather the drug war, which has made Guatemala and northern Central America one of the most murderous regions in the world.
Total collapse of the society.
Father Frank O'Loughlin is a Roman Catholic priest who directs the Lake Worth Center. O'Loughlin has traveled often to the Maya province in Guatemala called Huehuetenango, where most of the Maya in Florida are from. Today it's overrun by drug trafficking gangs.
Everything is transformed by the narcotráfico. The entire fabric of life has been destroyed.
That mayhem is also a big reason why whole Maya families, not just male migrant workers, are bolting Guatemala. And many of them are ending up here in Florida, which now has the second largest Guatemalan and Maya populations in the country after California. But unlike California, much of Florida is ill-equipped to receive Maya-speaking youths. In Lee County, on Florida's Gulf Coast, educators see new Maya-speaking high school students arriving every week. Most haven't had much formal education. As a result, their teachers fear their chances of graduating on time, if ever, are not good. In Lake Worth, however, things are looking better for Maya kids like 10-year-old Jesenia, who just taught me how to say, I like my dog, in the Quiché dialect her family speaks. Jesenia goes to the Escuelita Maya, or Little Maya School, an after-school project for Maya children run by the center in Lake Worth. She hasn't been in Florida long, but she seems to be absorbing English at a good clip.
How are you? Excuse me. Sorry. Happy.
It's a sign, say experts, that Maya immigrants are better organized and more confident than they were a generation ago. Father O'Loughlin calls it some of the self-assurance of the glorious ancient Maya civilization.
The word Maya carries something. We all know that the Maya are a treasure.
Thank you.
And increasingly, a part of Florida's future. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami. You can read more of our Latin America coverage on WLRN.org.
The Latin America Report is made possible by Espirito Santo Bank and by Morrison Brown Argies and Farah, certified public accountants and advisors.